This is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthon.
I'm super excited today. We have Michael Myers here in the studio with us, direct from Alice Springs. Michael, thank you so much for joining us here on the Celebrity Authority Show.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
Michael, I'm really excited about this interview, and it's mainly because everyone has failures, but you say that failures are needed in order for you to find your success. Tell us a little bit more about what you mean by this.
A lot of people suffer from things in their life that they don't really anticipate, and then they don't want to get past because all of a sudden there's this mental barrier in front of them. They put it there themselves. They find it difficult to move on.
And so obviously then through these failures, if we learn how to overcome them, we can actually find our true success in life. Is that right?
Yes, we can. But also expect more failures because we learn to advance from failure.
Mm. So, Michael, I'm really curious now to find out a little bit more about, you know, who you are, and tell us more about maybe some failures that you've had throughout your journey to now truly believe in this amazing message.
Okay. Some time ago, about 11 years ago now, I had a failure in my life. We were going along. We were a typical Australian family, two adults, two kids, a dog, all that sort of stuff.
And this is up in Alice Springs?
This was in Alice Springs. Mm-hmm. And we were living the dream, so to speak. We were progressing. We had plans to build a new house. We had a couple of kids in a good school. We had some dollars in the bank, had some investment property. And I made an investment decision which come unstuck really big time. It was a point where it was I entered a commodities market with knowledge that I didn't have, and when it came unstuck I crashed and burned like you wouldn't believe. In the space of 4 weeks I had accumulated $800,000 worth of debt, and I had nothing to show for it. That was when life really became challenging.
Absolutely.
Not for possibly what the reason you're thinking, because I'm people tend to think that I'm a little bit flippant about money because I say, oh, it's only money. Yes, it was money. Yes, it's relevant. Yes, it's very serious. But it was the underlying trust that I had annihilated between my wife and myself. It actually, at the time, it took me 2 weeks to tell my wife what was going on.
That's understandable. It's totally understandable.
It was like meltdown in the brain, and what are you doing? Where do you turn? And how do you cope with this? And all the questions and all the turmoil. And the place that you get, the place that I went to at the particular time was, there was just no thought, and then there was just all these mixed emotions. It's just so hard to describe. And then primarily you're in such a vulnerable position, and it's like a tsunami. It's all your inner feelings, your innermost core is ripped out of you. It's torn out. You're totally exposed. Then all the emotions come rushing back in, and this is all happening in the space of nothingness. Once it happens, it hits you with such force that you go into total meltdown, and the questions start coming. You know, everybody goes into some form of denial, and they say, "Well, how did this happen to me? You know how it happened. Why did this happen to me? You know why it happened, right? Am I going to get over it? Yes, you're going to get over it, but you've got to put yourself in that position."
But some people, though, don't always think, though, that they can get over it. But you say that there's always, light at the end of the tunnel. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, exactly. You just have to find out which direction your tunnel's in. A lot of emotional turmoil that people end up in, they can't get past. And it's a personal journey. It really, really is. I had to assess what had happened. I had to then formulate a plan. It took me for about a week to formulate a plan and find a place to start. My trigger point was giving it a lot of thought. I had made a choice to do something, so it was an action. As soon as that happened, bingo, light went on. Right, for every action, as we know, Newton's law, and that's how I applied it, for every action is an equal and opposite reaction. So this is what I did. This is where I came unstuck. Right, I know what the scenario is. So I used that as my catalyst to move ahead. And by doing that, I went back a few steps and said, how do we get to this point before I crashed and burned?
Mm.
Why can't I do it again?
Mm.
So it took me 3 years. It took me 3 years to get out of that debt.
By the way, I'm still back where, how did your wife react after 2 weeks when you told her?
There was tears. There was obviously tears. I explained. Oh, it gets worse. I explained to her that we had obviously a lot of emotion, a lot of tears, and a lot of things going on. I explained to her that even though we had lost money, we hadn't lost our money. She said, "Oh, that sounds really odd." I said, "It's something we had accumulated. We'd accumulated for our retirement, for our kids' education, for what we wanted to do, how we want to progress in life." And when I got to that point, I said, "What I've done is taken that away, and we can rebuild that." I said, "But it sounds strange." I said, "But you're going to have to trust me to do that again."
Wow.
And it was quite challenging for her at the time. She had, before we were together, had been through a relationship breakdown and a divorce. And she looked at it and she said, "We were very fortunate because both Heather and myself, we married our own best friend. And it's a bond that you can't take away and you can't explain." But she actually held on to that and said, "Wow, you know, we got married, we were best friends, we've had two kids, we're still progressing, we can still progress. Mm. It's just a matter of finding the direction and setting a maybe not such a rushed pace."
So then for people out there that are feeling this failure, and maybe they might even be as deep in the hole as maybe you have been in the past, what is a formula that these people here can think, yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and maybe they can learn from your mistakes? Like, tell us a little bit more about how can they turn that failure or there's no light at the end of the tunnel to then start realising there is light and then getting through that.
Well, that's a great question, Sam. Thank you. In the process of getting back on top, I developed a thing called the power process. Where I got to where we were, I basically use these, my hands. I'm very physical, hands-on sort of bloke. And to do that, to get back to where we had to go, I had to do the same thing physically. So I said, "Well, these are my power." And as soon as that happened, that's where it came about. So I developed a thing called the power principle. Anybody can use it. They can use it to focus. And it doesn't matter what their adversity is. It doesn't matter what their problem is. They can use it and they can do it at their own pace. They can do what they choose to do. They can choose to do nothing or they can choose to go ahead. It's how they choose it.
So what is it? I'm curious.
My process is a 5-step process, okay. Right? It's perseverance,
yeah.
Organisation, work, energy and responsibility. Of all those, responsibility was the most important one to me because it's accountability. You're accountable for what you've done, what's happened, and where you're going. All the others are tied into getting the end result. Mm. But at the end, the responsibility and accountability ties it together to give you the focus and the momentum forward, basically.
Because it's easy to put the blame game on other people. It's easy to point the finger, but when you have that responsibility, would you agree there is more of a certainty and a confidence that, yes, I will get through it because of the power of the human mind? Is that right?
Yes, right. You take on responsibility. Somebody can take responsibility away from you. Somebody can produce a failure for you, an end result that you end up in. Is failure by design or failure by circumstance? Failure by design is when you walk into a situation, for instance, employment, and the company shuts its doors and sorry, you're unemployed, see you later. No redundancy pay, no holiday pay, sorry about your kids and your education and the car and the dog and the house and everything else. And then there's failure by circumstance, where the changing retail market forces a place to close, so you become redundant or become bankrupt as a result of a circumstance of events. That's very unfortunate, but if you stay in that position and you don't take your power back, somebody's taken that power from you, but it wasn't your doing. But you can take your power back and move on.
Great.
Yeah, there's going to be a few uphills and down dials, but don't give up.
So what's next for Michael?
Last year, the question you asked me about was some of my failures. One of my failure by circumstance was actually physically last year, at the end of the last financial year. I closed down a business because of the change in retail market, and it hurt a lot. It didn't hurt $800,000 worth, but it hurt a lot. And I thought, wow, how did this happen? And knowing all the answers and knowing the circumstances, knowing the economic times in the country, and I thought, if we can survive, and in the process of coming back from 11 years ago, we've set up an infrastructure that we can bread and butter existence survive, great, that's all we need. we don't do things for the money. Our kids are grown up and they've gone off and they're pursuing their own careers and lives. We do things to enjoy ourselves. Right. And I'm chosen to take up public speaking because I can help people with my message, get them across the line, face their demons, focus on their end result and move on.
And Michael, you certainly have a very powerful message that the world does need to hear. So thank you so much for coming in here to the Celebrity Authority Show. However, just before you head back through to Alice Springs, we have this challenge that we have at the end of each one of our interviews. And the challenge is 10 questions in 60 second challenge. So Michael Myers, do you accept the challenge?
I accept.
All right, Michael, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Orange.
Orange. Favorite food?
Lemon meringue pie.
Ah, yeah, good Australian, come on. Favorite celebrity?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, he's great. And then favorite actor?
Julia Roberts,
mm-hmm. Two great classics. Mm. Favorite professional speaker?
Vin Jang.
Yes, yeah.
Vinny Jang, he's great. 25 years old, used magic, encompasses so much in his delivery.
Good Australian as well. Favourite book?
The Happiness Advantage.
Yeah, that's a great book. Favourite movie?
The Sting.
Yeah. Favourite city?
Coming from Alice Springs, if it has water, it's great.
Favourite drink?
Coke on the rocks.
Yes, 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 yes. Favourite pizza topping?
Ham and pineapple,
There you go. And Michael, if you were to be an animal, which animal would you be?
It would have to be a big cat.
A big cat, why is that?
Because they're pretty cool, chill, relaxed, and they can go like a rocket if they have to.
Oh, very good. Thank you so much for coming in to the Celebrity Authority Show.
Thank you, Sam.
Very good, awesome.